Good morning, Wasatch High School, and welcome to the NEBO Tournament of Bands on September 17th, 2022. My name is Evan Hines. I'm from O'Fallon, Illinois. Caption is percussion. Excited to be here with you in the first show of the season. Wish you the best of luck and be with you as soon as everyone's ready to go. Watch how we get up there, battery. Right, as we're down on the knee, we're not letting our body fall down in that so we can get up more confidently and with more control. Yeah, there's a lot more room for dynamic phrasing in the battery there. Definitely bringing this tenor segment down now that we have the woodwinds being the musical focus. Yeah, watch the time of our body responsibilities, drumline. Yeah, and there's opportunity to drop down there, drums and back up. Hey, overall, most of our play in the battery has been pretty medium to loud, trying to find those lower dynamics. Yeah, interesting front ensemble setup with a marimba player doubling on vibes. Yeah, a little awkward getting into that segment. Front ensemble looked confused on where that was. Yeah, watch the marimba, watching that double on the left that we're moving that in a more relaxed manner off the bars. Just looks a little rigid, looks a little difficult. You know, just thinking, I guess, kind of aesthetic of the front ensemble, trying to find a place for the drum major podium, maybe a little further back, so we have a clear view of our drum set player and our marimba player that's more to side one. Yeah, appreciate the sensitivity here. I would like to be able to hear it a little fuller. Just really reaching underneath the applause to hear. Okay. A little awkward in transition there. It's been suspended cymbal or wind chimes or something that can move over that space. Yeah, snare to make sure we're all confident with the part here. Not all players seem to be playing to the same level. Watch spacing as we evolve here, drumline. Yeah, watching our feet as we come across. Yeah, nice little rhythmic change in feel there. I think that worked well. Yeah, a little weird, the full ensemble moment here, with only one snare and not the other snares and tenor and basses in the mix. Any more room to grow through those mouth percussion? Dugga dugga dika dum. Dugga dugga dika dum. Yeah, seen floor tom player, but not hearing that contribution to the sound. All right, obviously we're missing electronics layer here from the beginning. Yeah, watch, we're relaxing our suspensible rolls, trying not to push too fast and get that splashiness to the end. Trying to just get nice and warm, suspensible roll through this segment of the show. I think some opportunities for contribution from the front ensemble during these full ensemble moments. And more vibes and sound. Yes. Make sure we're communicating, we're together, right? The bells are going to speak much more clearly than the vibes. Right? Find a way to communicate here, which there's challenge with our setup. You know, that both vibe players can't see the bell player. Maybe the bell player watching the hands of the vibe player that's closest, and same for the, you know, the other vibe player that's behind. But just making sure we're communicating all those, how we get through those spaces, either in body or in hand motion, so we can line up dugga 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 dum together every time. Yeah, that one and two and one and two and the marimba, instead of right, left, right, left, needs to be right, left. And it'll open that sound up much more. Okay, so maybe segment of the show that we obviously don't know as well. Obviously with the musicians on the field standing for this segment. Wasatch High School. You know, for me, so obviously there's a lot of work to do, and that's fine. It's early season. The battery at times seems to be really unsure of what the parts are, seeing different parts and maybe different levels of contribution from different players throughout, that we have things we got to work through on building our confidence. You know, same thing in the front ensemble. Appreciate the economy of the number of players we have, and then doubling marimba vibes. But thinking about how those players communicate with each other, especially when we have the one that with the setup has to be facing towards the side two end zone, you know, maybe the vibes are facing each other in the middle of the ensemble, which allow those players to be able to see and communicate a lot better in there. You know, just wanting more contribution from the mallet percussion. You know, I think there's some big ensemble places that there can be things in there that's filling it up, and maybe there's stuff that we have, it's just not putting in yet. Obviously, there's an electronics layer that's non-existent, unfortunately, for you guys today, so it's hard to know what the intent was, but just what I saw that and heard that, you know, we needed a lot more contribution through a lot of those bigger moments. So best of luck the rest of the season. Hope the comments are helpful. Thank you.